Good morning. A clear and cool start to the day across interior New York and New England, with many locations starting out in the crisp 40s. We also have a little bit of fog in just a few spots, but that will dissipate pretty quickly as the sun gets higher in the sky. With high pressure in control, we'll have full sunshine throughout the day today. Temperatures will climb quickly back through the 50s and 60s and settle into the mid-70s on average with daytime highs, a nice northwest breeze, and comfortable humidity. High pressure will keep it clear and dry tonight with lows close to 50. On Friday, the high pressure center will slide off the East Coast and a southwest wind will push even warmer air our way. Sunshine will also give way to increasing clouds by the end of the day as highs reach into the lower 80s. Some energy well out in advance of the next storm system will move through Friday evening and overnight. This will increase the chance at a few scattered showers and thunderstorms into the nighttime hours, which will last into the wee hours of the morning on Saturday. Saturday will see mostly cloudy skies as that system approaches. Some sunshine will break through, especially for the first half of the day. As a front, though, heads our way from western and central New York during the afternoon, we'll pick up at least the chance of a few scattered showers and thunderstorms. Out ahead of this system, highs will be in the lower 80s. We'll dry out nicely behind it late Saturday night, leaving us with a mix of sun and clouds and pleasant for Father's Day on Sunday with highs near 80. Another system will head our way for the day on Monday with a mix of sun and clouds and highs pushing into the mid-80s with just the outside chance at a passing shower or thunderstorm. That system will move through on Tuesday with a better chance of showers and thunderstorms with highs in the upper 70s before it cools down with mostly sunny skies and in the lower 70s on Wednesday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the persistent and extreme heat wave across the West is set to continue and even expand over the next couple of days. A strong upper-level ridge over the southwest is expected to remain in place through tomorrow while only slightly weakening. High temperatures 10 to 20 degrees above average will spread into central and northern California today before reaching portions of the northern Great Basin tomorrow. Dangerous and potentially deadly heat will continue through the southwest and intermountain west during this time. Highs well into the 100 teens and low 120s are likely throughout the desert southwest. Meanwhile, widespread triple digits will be felt throughout California and the lower elevations of central parts of the Great Basin and the Central Rockies. A brief period of sweltering heat will also impact areas farther east across the Central Plains to end the work week. Highs in the upper 90s and low 100s will stretch from eastern Colorado to southern Illinois. Many locations from the west to the Midwest will see dozens of daily record highs set. A few monthly and even all-time records have already been tied or broken this week associated with this current stretch of heat. At Mount Washington this morning, 100 miles visibility with mostly clear skies and 34 degrees, with a northwest wind at 40 gusting to 49 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, partly cloudy and 41 degrees. In Albany on the hour, clear skies and 49 degrees, the dew point 43, 82% relative humidity, a southwest wind at 2 miles per hour, and the barometer at 29.96 inches and rising. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 124 degrees at Death Valley and Stovepipe Wells, both in California, to a low of 25 at Sand Creek Station and Foster Flat, Oregon, and also at Old Station, California. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City sunny near 80, Boston sunny in the upper 70s, and in Buffalo sunny skies with highs around 70 degrees. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday 69 degrees, the low 51, the average temperature 60, that's 9 degrees below normal. No precipitation yesterday, 1.98 inches for the month, which is 19 hundredths of an inch below normal, and 14.39 inches for the year, which is 2.27 inches of precipitation below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 80 degrees, the average low 58. the record high 94 set in 1957 and in 1994, and the record low 44 in 1947 and 1954. Sunrise this morning was at 5:16 a.m., sunset this evening 8:36 p.m., 15 hours and 20 minutes of daylight, no change from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Sunny today with highs in the lower 70s, mostly clear tonight in the mid-40s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, sunny today with highs in the mid to upper 70s, mostly clear tonight with lows around 50. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, sunny today with highs in the lower 70s, mostly clear tonight, lows in the upper 40s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, sunny today with highs in the mid-70s, mostly clear tonight, lows in the upper 40s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90, sunny today with highs in the mid-70s. Mostly clear tonight with lows around 50. Region-wide for tomorrow, sunshine giving way to some clouds in the lower 80s. Showers Friday night, partly sunny on Saturday, with a chance of afternoon showers and a thunderstorm, lower 80s. A mix of sun and clouds near 80 on Sunday. Mix of sun and clouds with an isolated shower on Monday in the lower to mid-80s. A good chance of showers and thunderstorms Tuesday, upper 70s, and mostly sunny lower 70s on Wednesday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.